Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Sustainable Travel for Dummies by Lee Milne. Narrated by Candace Joyce. Limit of liability, disclaimer of warranty. While the publisher and authors have used their best efforts in preparing this work, they make no representations or warranties with respect to the accuracy or completeness of the contents of this work, and specifically disclaim all warranties, including without limitation any implied warranties of merchantability or fitness for a particular purpose. No warranty may be created or extended by sales representatives, written sales materials, or promotional statements for this work. The fact that an organization, website, or product is referred to in this work as a citation and/or potential source of further information does not mean the publisher and authors endorse the information or services the organization, website, or product may provide or recommendations it may make. This work is sold with the understanding that the publisher is not engaged in rendering professional services. The advice and strategies contained herein may not be suitable for your situation. You should consult with a specialist where appropriate. Further, readers should be aware that websites listed in this work may have changed or disappeared between when this work was written and when it is read. Neither the publisher nor authors shall be liable for any loss of profit or any other commercial damages, including but not limited to special, incidental, consequential, or other damages. Introduction. Traveling is an integral part of my life and, quite possibly, yours. As an avid traveler all my adult life, even before I became a travel writer, I have been to extraordinary places, seen things I'd never dreamed of, and met people with wonderful stories to tell. There seemed no end to the lessons that the world could teach me through travel, and then came a global pandemic. Borders closed, airlines were grounded, and it seemed that the world fell silent. And I started to learn some important new lessons, lessons I'd like to share with you. Staying at home gave me time to reflect and reminisce about all those wonderful places I'd been. I was already aware that travel is not without its downside. Climate change had become a big issue, with talk of carbon footprints and the damage that carbon emissions from flights were doing. I calculated my own carbon footprint for the flights I had taken in the year before travel halted temporarily, and was shocked. Although I already had a reasonable awareness of treading lightly, the results of that exercise made me determined that my future travel would be different. Now travel is back with a vengeance. Many travelers are making up for lost time, booking holidays and longer trips, and hitting the road with joy in their hearts, and that's a wonderful thing. But this greater awareness that everyone has about the effect of mass travel on the environment is sharper now. Over-tourism is another issue, as some of the most incredible places in the world, I'm looking at Machu Picchu and Venice in my mind's eye as I write this, are being loved to death. So, what's the solution? The good news is that you can help. It won't always be easy, but it's possibly easier than you think. You certainly don't have to stop traveling. There are so many benefits to seeing the world and broadening your knowledge of it. By simply making some thoughtful changes to the way you travel, your impact on the planet can be less damaging. I hope this book will help reveal how. About this book. This book is the culmination of decades of traveling, and many mistakes I've made along the way, elephant writing being just one of them. I've written countless travel articles for publications around the world, as well as about a dozen guidebooks. I've visited 65 countries, lived in 6 of them, and undertaken some big overland adventures in Europe and the Middle East. Some of those travels and mistakes you'll read about in these chapters. I've taken a global approach to writing this book, knowing that some of you will be reading this in the United States, Canada, the United Kingdom, Australia, or New Zealand, and you'll all be looking to travel in different parts of the world, making your way to every continent as you explore our beautiful planet. This book aims to get you thinking about how and why you travel, and how you can travel in a way that leaves a positive impact on the places you go. It is a book for all ages and levels of travel experience. Foolish Assumptions. While writing this book, I've made the assumption that many of you know nothing about sustainable travel. I know that's foolish, but it's the easiest point to start from and is not in any way meant to be condescending. The truth is, researching this book has taught me a few things too, and I'm keen to pass them on to you if you aren't already ahead of me. I also assumed that, like me, you already have a deep love of travel, but you want to know how to do it in a way that doesn't put added stress on the environment or harm in any way the people and creatures that live in the places you so desperately want to see. That's why you are reading this book. I've assumed that you are not a selfish traveler, that you are interested in learning about the world and deepening your understanding of how other people live, and that you want to do it in a way that won't leave you with regrets. Broadly speaking, I believe the advice in this book will be useful to all kinds of travelers, whether you are just starting out or have been traveling for years. You might be a solo traveler, a couple, or a family. You may be young and fancy-free, hitting the backpacker trail, or planning to be a digital nomad. You might be an older traveler with more time and money to take a deeper look at your chosen destination. More specifically, you're a thoughtful traveler, someone who wants to travel in a more sustainable way but doesn't quite know what that means or where to start. Someone who wants to travel lightly and make a positive impact on the place and people you see along the way. My goal is to help you achieve all those things while making a positive contribution to the people who welcome you into their lives and their part of the world. Icons used in this book. I use a handful of icons which are vocalized in this audiobook to point out various types of information. Here's what they are and what they mean. Tip: I've found a lot of ways to make some aspects of travel easier. These tips should help you too. Remember: this is an important point that's key to sustainable travel or travel in general. It's a nudge to think about something you probably already know but need reminding of. Sometimes it's just about common sense. Warning: a heads up about something that might cause an issue, put you in danger, or is worth avoiding if possible. Find online. This icon points out helpful online resources, as well as items you can find on the resources page at dummies.com/go/sustainabletravelfd. Beyond the book. I've put together an online resources page to help you find more information about some of the accommodations and organizations that can tell you more about being a sustainable traveler. Here's just some of what you'll find. Links to websites with more background info on sustainable travel. Links to tourism businesses that have a commitment to sustainable travel. Visa, passport, and other important travel information. Simply go to dummies.com/go/sustainabletravelfd. Be sure to bookmark the site so you can easily find it later. Where to go from here? Start planning your next trip. Being concerned about sustainable travel certainly doesn't mean staying home. Armed with the knowledge you'll glean from this book, you'll be ready to travel with a new mindset. Where you should go in this book is an easier question. You can start at the beginning and read it straight through if you want. There's lots of info throughout, and even if it's a section you're not sure you need, there might be some tips and tricks in there that might be useful. If you're just beginning to explore the concept of sustainable travel, start with chapters 1 through 4. They'll give you a framework about what sustainable travel is and how you can plan and execute a trip based on sustainable principles. If you prefer, you can dip in and out of chapters that grab your interest or seem relevant to the travel you're planning. If you're heading to Africa on safari, take a look at Chapter 8. If you're a souvenir hunter, Chapter 6 will help you make sustainable choices. Do you want to learn more about First Nations cultures? Refer to Chapter 7. If you're planning on full immersion in a different culture or destination for an extended length of time, read Chapters 10 and 11. Everything else between can apply to trips of all kinds, as being a sustainable traveler isn't reliant on any particular style of travel. You can even apply it to luxury escapes. Start planning your next trip now. Thanks for reading this book first, and happy travels. Chapter 1. Treading Carefully While Exploring the World. In this chapter, distinguishing sustainable from responsible travel, getting a grasp on sustainable travel, calculating the cost of sustainable travel. Times have changed, travel has changed, and travelers are changing too. People are traveling more than ever before. Some are making up for lost opportunities during the pandemic years, while others are continuing a lifelong love affair with exploring as many corners of the earth as possible. But for many, including me, there's a new awareness around how you travel, and a desire to tread more lightly and to plan more thoughtfully. Sometimes the imprint left behind is invisible, a barely perceptible trail in the sky, or a temperature rise of just a fraction of a degree. Climate change became an emergency while the world was looking the other way. In other cases, the impact of mass tourism is shocking and in your face. Perhaps, like me, you're rethinking the need to go somewhere, anywhere, just because you can. Staying at home is not a palatable option for most inveterate travelers who already know what they would miss out on by doing so. Whether you travel afar or close to home, getting out into the wider world opens up your life to new experiences that test your boundaries, expand your understanding of how other people live, and create lasting connections with the people you meet and communities you visit. But if you travel, you should do so mindfully. In this chapter, I explain the impact your travel choices can have and how you can plan to lessen that impact to the best of your ability. Find online for links to all the websites mentioned in this chapter, along with other helpful resources, visit dummies.com/go/sustainabletravelfd. Sustainable versus responsible travel. What's the difference? You have to get over the semantics first. What is sustainable travel, and how is it different to responsible travel? Can you be a sustainable and responsible traveler, or is it really just the same thing with a different name? There's a subtle difference. Put in its simplest terms, sustainable travel is travel that imparts a neutral or preferably a positive impact on the environment, including greenhouse gas emissions, as well as the local community and economy. It is about trying to promote the benefits of tourism to communities, achieving sustainable outcomes, promoting cross-cultural understanding, preserving culture, and protecting the environment and all living things. Responsible travel is about what you can do to make travel more sustainable, putting the onus on travelers to ensure tourism provides that positive impact, asking travelers to take responsibility for changing and improving how tourism affects all those it touches, and ensuring it benefits communities and destinations. The concept of responsible travel, which first emerged in the 1980s as the impacts of mass tourism began to be noticed, was first defined in the Cape Town Declaration on Responsible Tourism in Destinations at the Earth Summit, which preceded the United Nations World Summit on Sustainable Development in 2002. The declaration outlined the characteristics of responsible tourism as minimizing negative economic, environmental, and social impacts, generating greater economic benefits for local people, enhancing the well-being of host communities, improving working conditions and access to the industry, involving local people in decisions that affect their lives and life chances, making positive contributions to the conservation of natural and cultural heritage to the maintenance of the world's diversity, providing more enjoyable experiences for tourists through more meaningful connections with local people and a greater understanding of local, cultural, social, and environmental issues, providing access for people with physical challenges, being culturally sensitive, engendering respect between tourists and hosts, building local pride and confidence. These are all principles that are now applied to sustainable travel, quality of life for all those involved in tourism and travel ventures, whether human, plant, landscape, waterway, or other animal, is at the heart of sustainable and responsible travel. Sustainable travel is just what the name suggests. It should be able to sustain itself well into the future for generations ahead to enjoy the same experiences in an environment that has not been depleted or degraded by selfless or thoughtless travel practices. You're hearing more about sustainable travel now than ever before because the effect of travel, such as greenhouse gas emissions, is being recognized as a contributor to climate change. Understanding why we should care about sustainable travel. Changing times call for changing ways. Recognition of the impact that people are having on the world's climate, much of it related to travel, is causing a shift in how people see the world. Sustainable travel is a way in which you can continue to celebrate the beauty and diversity of the world while trying to limit the harm you do. Rather than checking off another site on a must-see-before-I-die list, it's about choosing travel experiences that will bring you joy, safe in the knowledge that you are not contributing to loving the planet to death. Traveling allows you to see the world's most beautiful, fragile, and precious places. By employing sustainable travel practices, it's possible to still do that while ensuring those places stay protected for the next generation of travelers and those that come after them. Similarly, taking care of the unique wildlife that shares this planet ensures that the children of today's children will still be able to see elephants, tigers, koalas, and other threatened species when they set out on their own travel adventures. Remember, sustainable travel is sometimes called ecotourism, responsible tourism, or ethical tourism. These terms all have slightly different meanings and are subject to misinterpretation, misuse, greenwashing, and exploitation, but all intrinsically have the common aim of reducing travel's negative impacts and preserving the joy of meaningful travel. This book explains how to tell the difference between the truly sustainable and the greenwash facade, and how to travel sustainably. Flight shaming and climate change. With plenty of time on my hands when travel halted during the pandemic, I began to think about how much I had traveled in the past, the places I'd been, and where I might go when the world set itself right again. But in this new quiet space, a world without travel, many people began to see a silver lining. Streets, skies, and seas emptied, allowing the natural world to recover from the impact of mass travel and tourism. I watched as social media and news reports showed changes being wrought by the halt in travel. Reduced air pollution was reported around the world. Clearer skies above northern India made the Himalayas visible from Delhi for the first time in 30 years, and pollution levels in New York and China dropped significantly because of less traffic and factory shutdowns. Seismologists around the world found fewer tramping feet, rumbling vehicles, and roaring jet engines enhanced their ability to hear seismic signals from deep inside Earth. Without crews and container ships, the oceans, too, became quieter, a change that researchers said would lower stress levels for marine life. Without people around, wildlife became bolder, reclaiming their territory. I laughed when I read that more than 100 wild goats living on a headland outside Llandudno in Wales had invaded the town. Elsewhere, other animals, free of the presence of humans, took the chance to expand their territory and breed more successfully. It was almost like witnessing a different, dare I say, better world. Climate change and over-tourism were already worrying issues. A new word had emerged, flygskam, or flight shaming. It was coined in 2018 in Sweden and popularized by celebrities, including musician Malena Ernman, the mother of teenage climate activist Greta Thunberg, who pledged to stop flying. Within a short time, it was being widely used around the world to describe the practice of discouraging air travel in order to lower carbon emissions. Aviation is responsible for an estimated 2% of global greenhouse gas emissions, and growing. Most of this is from fossil fuel burned during each flight, which results in the release of carbon dioxide and other gases into the atmosphere. But as travelers rush to make up for lost time after the pandemic, it seems that flight shaming is not something that will influence all travelers, at least in the short term. European travelers have the advantage of being able to avoid flying by using extensive rail networks or by driving to other countries. For travelers in more remote and isolated locations, such as the South Pacific, getting anywhere else except by flying is a much more difficult proposition. Global travel patterns seem likely to change, with implications for the tourism industry in more far-flung destinations. A carbon footprint is the term used for the total amount of greenhouse gas, or GHG, emissions, including carbon dioxide and methane, that our actions generate, expressed in metric tons. While it's difficult to pinpoint the emissions created solely by travel, the average American has a carbon footprint of around 16 metric tons, while the average footprint globally is around 4 tons. People living in developed countries, such as the United States, Canada, Europe, the UK, and Australia, generally have a much higher carbon footprint than those in developing nations where people have less access to energy supplies. In flight terms, one person making a round-trip flight from New York to San Francisco creates a carbon footprint of about 0.9 metric tons. In the next section, I explain how you can compensate for the emissions from your travel by contributing to environmental projects. Is all travel bad for the environment? Should everyone just stay at home? If you are reading this book, the chances are you won't think so, and neither do I. To stop traveling and stay home is almost unthinkable after you've had a taste of what the world can offer. Each travel experience opens our minds and hearts to new possibilities and allows us to see how other people live. Remember, while there are well-founded, serious concerns about the impact that travel, especially mass travel, has on the environment, the answer is not to stay home, but to travel differently. Slow down and rethink your travel plans, and look at ways in which you can make a positive contribution to reducing or eliminating detrimental impacts on the planet or the people whose lives you might be disrupting by your presence. Tip: instead of flying on every trip, consider alternatives. Train travel has a far less heavy carbon footprint than air travel, as does traveling by road. Why not take a vacation where you are walking or cycling instead of taking a bus tour? It's better for you and the environment. Be proactive in helping restore ecosystems by volunteering on conservation projects, combining a holiday with a chance to do good. As well as helping the natural world, it will give you a greater connection with the destination you visit and the people who call it home. Staying closer to home is another option. You may not see the Eiffel Tower if you choose to go to Quebec, but you will still get the chance to practice your French and indulge in some French culture. Instead of an African safari, think about an American safari, where you will see bears, wolves, and other wildlife. Thinking outside the box might bring unexpected rewards. Why does traveling sustainably make sense? You might be traveling for business or for pleasure to relax on a tropical beach that looks like it belongs on a postcard, or to attend a convention or meeting. Everyone's reason for traveling is different, but the way that you travel can make you stand out from the crowd. It can also set an example for other travelers and for your children. Travel offers a world of opportunities, both for travelers and those who welcome them into their lives, in places sometimes distant and unfamiliar, and sometimes not so far from home. But there's no doubt that in the world today, travel has negative impacts on people, wildlife, and the places they live in. Communities, economies, and environments are sometimes at the mercy of the desire of others to travel. The impact of tourism can be devastating. And as travelers, you have a responsibility to help combat those negative effects if you want to continue to see the world. Understanding how to travel sustainably is one step toward achieving that. I'm sure that, like me, the most memorable travel experiences are those that benefit the lives of others in some way and that have deeper meaning than just ticking a been there, seen that box. Remember, traveling sustainably, responsibly, and ethically is the only way that makes sense in our changing world if we want to continue to explore the world and to enable future generations the same privilege. Weighing some financial costs of sustainable travel. Some aspects of sustainable travel may be discouraging. Will it cost more than if you blithely continued without a thought for how you travel? Possibly. Some things might cost you more, but others will be cheaper or even free. If you walk rather than driving a short distance, it will cost you nothing. If you go camping in a national park, it will be much cheaper than staying in a hotel. Each flight or hotel you book, each step you take when planning your vacation, will have some cost both to your hip pocket and to the planet. That's why it's so important to approach your travel plans mindfully, weighing the impact your travel will have on the places you go and the people or animals you encounter, as well as the cost. Offsetting your carbon footprint. Every time you buckle your seat on a plane, you're about to create a carbon footprint. There's no exception and no way around it. The size of your footprint is calculated using the length of your flight, the type of aircraft you are flying on, and the cabin class you are seated in. Yes, business class creates a higher footprint. The good news is that you can offset your carbon footprint. What does this mean? Simply, it is a way of paying to either reduce, offset, or balance out, neutralize, the carbon emissions created when you travel. Carbon offsetting is usually associated with flying, but can also be applied to other forms of travel and other aspects of life that create emissions. Offsetting is an easy and inexpensive way to make a difference. Tip: fly direct if you can, as stopovers add to emissions. Takeoff and landing are the most polluting times of your flight. Offsetting through your airline. The easiest way to offset your flights is through the airline when you are making your booking. The option is usually presented toward the end of the booking process. Just tick the box that asks if you want to offset your flights, and the cost will be added to your booking. With some airlines, you can use frequent flyer points to pay for your carbon offsets. Some airlines use a calculator that allows you to put in your flight details separately and then click to buy. It is usually only a few extra dollars, and the airline will send you a thank you email outlining the projects your money has gone to. For example, after booking a recent flight with Qantas, my receipt explained that my carbon offset payment would be invested into one of more than 40 carbon offsetting projects around the world, such as restoring native vegetation in Australia or building wind turbines in India. It's common for airlines to partner with projects in various parts of the world. For example, you could fly to Australia, but your offset may go to a project in the Amazon. Warning: airlines are as prone to greenwashing as hotels are. several airlines have faced criticism and litigation for false advertising over misleading environmental claims. Before choosing your airline, check the claims it makes on its
sample complete. Ready to continue?